Blog Talk Radio.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Good morning. This is Ursula Odom. I am CEO of Sula 2 and a proud member of NABWIC. And this is our first live show, for me at least, on Wednesdays. And I am so excited. You know, when technical things tend to work, they tend to make you feel a whole lot better. And today I have an awesome guest on the line and can't wait to talk to her and share her with you today. This is your benefit. As a member of NABWIC, you can be on here too. Today's guest is Mercedes Young, and she is the CEO of Vivid Consulting Group, LLC. And she's had extensive experience with work in Florida on projects for the FDOT, the Department of Transportation, and... I'll get that right one day, and several other things in the state, which includes some of the competencies of urban roadway design, rural roadway design, traffic studies, utility plans, site development, public information, a whole bunch of things that we're going to hear about today, but I'm going to let her tell you about that. Good morning, Mercedes.
Great morning, Ursula. It's so good to be here this morning.
Good to have you. Excited about hearing about your company from your point of view. And I love the title when you talk about the title of your company or the name of your company is Vivid. And so today we will hear about your Vivid vision for the future. So tell us about how you got started. What is the company really? And just where are you headed?
Okay, we got started in 2016, and the motivation for this type of services that we provide with Vivid, because in Vivid we provide the services in the area of civil engineering, road design, specifically in transportation, land surveying, and public involvement. And shortly I will tie it up so you guys can see how one link to the other. But the vision came because as we were going through nationally, making a decision of who will be our next leader, I come from the world of business development, and I couldn't help myself but to ask, what will be the one thing that this country will need, regardless of what party or who is the leader? And I realized that the common thread for that question was structure. We have to restructure our roads, we have to do maintenance, and we have to grow with the time, per se. And regardless of who was the leader, I knew that there were going to be $300 billion assigned for the road restructure in our country. I live in the state of Florida, specifically in the Tampa area, and I can tell you that 2 years ago, it was a conversation about it's going to be a lot of work. We are leaving that right now. The I-4 highway is being built. It started almost 2 years ago. The first PPP in the state of Florida. We have the Stillman Express. We have I-95. All the way from Miami, Tallahassee, Tampa, Orlando. I don't care where you drive in the state of Florida, you are going to bump into traffic, which is, you know, part of the process of growing growing and restructuring and modifying and giving maintenance to a state. And we have been fortunate to have the money released early enough. And that's how I realized, you know, I think I should go into the area of transportation. And land surveying also came about because everything that is built, whether it be horizontal or vertical, requires surveying. And I acquired a company in September of 2017. It used to be called Ambient Engineering. It now is part of Vivid. And I can tell you that from September 17 to now, our backlog is almost $1 million. And it was within the first 4 months. So I like to believe that somehow I was paying attention to the market and what is going on. And also, because of the area of transportation, I personally give public involvement trainings in host spaces where we can get the opinion of the stakeholders and the community of what is going to be coming around, or just to get their opinion of what would they like the city transportation to look like. Right now, I am working on a project with Jacobs that we are servicing 3 counties doing a preliminary study of the roads for public transportation, for rapid transit coming up. So you will see the link for you guys to look at the video. It's about a minute. It's about a minute and 53 seconds. And give you honest opinion, because this is aiming to please the public. But those are the things that Vivid is doing right now. And our vision is really to provide services in the area of transportation, engineering, MOT and land surveying with the latest equipment at a national level. Vivid desires to be the go-to company for design-build projects. We put our efforts on building and carefully choosing relationships in the market. And locally here, having a light, fun, and family-oriented environment. We desire for our clients to feel comfortable and confident with us. And we employ to our organization, they have, you know, open mind. We have a combination of innovation and servanthood. We have the old and the new. So you got experience with innovation, and I think that is the best way to take advantage of the seasoned professionals with the new millennials coming on board. And that's our goal and our vision, and that is the direction that we are moving on.
Now, you've said public involvement. Now, and you went on to describe some of that, but what I'd like to know is that the average and ordinary person may feel that you hear the word public involvement, but do you really have any say? Can you really make a difference? What examples do you have that prove that getting involved even matters?
Well, I'll tell you what, that one of the things that I do love about this nation, and I can just use so many examples, but I'm going to use one in particular. In the area of, for example, North Del Mabry with Lutz Lake Fern, the public wanted to have a bus stop that it would be close to the public's grocery store, and they wrote a letter, collected enough petitions, you know, enough names and signatures with a petition, sent it to FDOT District 7, which is our local here for the Tampa area, and a bus stop they got. And we have the same scenario. We have a ridership parking lot at the corner of 41A in North Del Mabry, right at the parking lot of Target. And we have 2 buses. One comes at 6, one at 6:15, and that was public request, and they park, and everybody gets on the bus, and that caused actually a very positive effect in the economy and also on the roads and transportation. A lot of people complain about the traffic being really bad, and I will tell you that this particular bus, because my daughter rides that all the way up to downtown Tampa, so, and it stops at USF. They have a couple of stops. It has one that has probably about 17 stops and another one that is an express, and it has 2 stops. They go all the way from the north side, extreme north of Tampa, which is in the borderline with Pasco County, with Lutz and Lando Lakes, and it goes all the way to the heart of downtown Tampa. So I can personally tell you that, yes, our voice has a weight and it matters, because I was part of being at that time part of the stakeholders, part of the people that put our voice there. And I can tell you, my daughter is about to graduate from college and she ride that bus.
Well, congratulations on that achievement as a mom and a daughter, so, and understanding the impact that you can have. Now, one of the things that I thought about when I saw drainage design on your core competencies list is that I wrote a book called African Americans of Tampa, and I went through 15,000 photographs looking for anything having to do with African Americans, and I didn't want anybody telling me what was online. I wanted to look at the physical documents because I didn't even know some things that might pop up. Well, my favorite photograph is a photograph of a hole in the ground that was literally about three stories down, and it was completely covered, all of that wall, all the way down, with people, and they happened to be majority African Americans. So what I labeled that as, it was a construction photograph. They had no intentions of documenting anything having to do with African Americans. It was a construction photograph. But for me, it was proof that African Americans built this city. So I'm fascinated with how awesome that is to even look at that photograph and realize that, you know, structures go that far down in the ground. So what does that spark, any memory of events or situations you've been involved with having to do with building out drainage systems and things like that?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm so glad that you brought this point, because I was part of a study with the Greater Tampa Chamber, and I want you to know that 48% of the companies that are owned in the Tampa area are owned by minorities. 48%, which with the voice of NatWick in the last year and a half, we have been able to use that platform to our advantage. What I mean by that, just 8 months ago, Hillsborough County Schools, because of that percentage on that study, were able to increase the minority participation in all of their projects mandatorily, okay, 20%.
Wow.
The projects at the Tampa Airport, oh, yeah, that's great. That is great. The projects at the Tampa Airport used to be on the design side, 3%, because of the influence of black-owned business, minority-owned business. Now it's 6%. It doubles. And on the construction side at the airport, now it's 27%, when it used to be 10 to 12%. When it comes to, for example, FIA, Tampa Hillsborough Express Authority, it used to be just not a request because they have tolls, so they really don't use state money. Well, they have in all of their requests for projects for people to bid that it is recommended to have at least 15% of minority certified companies in Hillsborough County. And the reason why I mentioned those specifically, because every one of those agencies right now have a contract with Vivid Consulting Group, and I believe that it's a direct influence of the request by the agencies to have minority influence and minority hands on their jobs. The same thing with Moffitt Cancer Center. They wanted a minority on the design and on the build. FDOT, the same thing. So I can honestly tell you that minorities are the ones that are building the state of Florida.
That's
our hands
awesome.
Are in every single project.
Wow.
Every construction project. I can honestly tell you right now with Vivid, we hold more than 30 contracts. And in every one of them, the edge of being a black Hispanic women owned have put us in the forefront to be the company to go to be on the project. And first and most important part, our professional services. Mm-hmm. Our professional services and our logo was always in service. But having the chocolate skin does give us another oomph, if you were to want to think and call it something. It gives us that little perk.
Wow. Now, one of the projects that you mentioned in your write-up is the Selman Expressway. Well, a dear friend of mine just passed away, and he was an engineer, and he worked on that particular project, or at least the Selman when it was built. And he often told the story about when the Selman dropped 18 inches or something like that. And he said the feds came in, and they came in for heads, as he said. And he survived it because he documented everything and was meticulous about what he did and the recommendations he made. So they kept coming after him and coming after him, but they never got him because he had his ducks in a row. Do you remember anything about that particular incident?
Unfortunately, I wasn't here, and I do know the story. I wasn't here when that happened. I don't even think I was in the country. But we did participate and put in a bid for the pocket parks that now we get to enjoy. And they finished 8 pocket parks. And now it's going to be coming pretty soon to finish because it's supposed to be all together about 28. And I'm excited about that. But your answer to your question, no, I wasn't here. But I will tell you that it is our pride and joy to bike and take the dogs and sit down with our children and just have a picnic under the pocket parks of the Selman Express.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm curious, so I'm going to ask this in a different way. Not that you were involved with this, but now it begs the question, what is the inspection process like when something goes wrong? Because he was quite dramatic about it. You could just see the helicopters come in. And he was joking, but nevertheless.
I will tell you this. I can only tell you the before you get awarded a project like that, the amount of insurances that goes with it. The first one is general liability, so we can even put our foot on the site of the project, okay, to make sure that the client is protected and we are protected. Then we have the professional liability, and that is for the designer or the professionals in the project. In my case, will be design, and it will be land surveying to make sure that we can respond, and if anything happens, the client is covered in the state or the city, depends on what is the agency. The other one is workers' comp. That is to protect all of our staff if something were to happen. And the other one is also the equipment insurance. When I'm telling you that you never seen a truck worth $1 million, if you see a truck on a construction site, every one of them has to be covered at least $1 million. So
wow.
Those are just part of the insurance part. Yes, and nothing moves without that. And verification of experience, interviews, questions, negotiations, and then we have also what is QAQC, which is quality assurance and quality control. That is also another service that my company provides, and that goes from the beginning into the very end when you turn in the project finished to the client. So that is a professional, in this case, if we're talking about design build, it will be a construction quality assurance and quality control, somebody with a general construction license from the state of Florida, and also an engineer, a PE certified, that will be on the site every day to make sure not only that the project goes well, but to make sure that the every part of it, every screw, every that is American, they come from the United States, it doesn't come from countries that are not allowed. Also to make sure that the safety of the staff, the safety of the project, the safety of the public, the maintenance of traffic so the public will be interrupted the least as possible while these projects are going on. There is so much that goes behind the scene. So, and everything is recorded. So I'm sure that if he is the engineer that he was, and he did his due diligence, he had every trail to verify that he did professionally what he was supposed to do. But is it a havoc? Absolutely. That nobody ever wants. Thank God that those things don't happen often.
I know. And but when they do happen, they create great stories for sure. And I realize now I'm probably going to remember a lot of the stories that he told, because as you were talking about safety of the employees and safety of the public, it reminded me of another story that he told, that when he was somewhat out of the country, and they, maybe he was in the country, I'm not sure, but there was an eagle's nest that was involved, and they were trying to decide what to do with this eagle's nest. And it led to actually the death of an employee, and he was watching from a hotel window and saw this. And that eagle went up, straight up, and came down and right through a person. And, you know, you don't think about those things when you're thinking about buildings go up, but you all deal with quite a bit of different scenarios. Have you had any environmental issues like that, or animal issues that you've had to deal with?
Thank God, no. And another reason why is because if there's something like that, we have to bring a specialist, an environmental engineer, for something like that. So let me just give you another example of something that is a whole lot more common. Cypress trees. They are protected here for wetlands. So you have to work around it. You're going to see subdivisions that it can be the most affluent subdivisions, and right in the middle is not necessarily a lake. It's a whole forest of cypress trees. So right now we're working on for a client on a land that is 350 acres, from which only about 190 can be used to build. The rest is protected by the environmentalist, the Department of Agriculture, and it is cypress trees. They are prohibited to be removed in the state of Florida. So that is the reason why you see a lot of condensation, and sometimes it says preservation area. That is what it is. Those trees that look like they kind of lumpy and wet in the bottom, that those are cypress trees, and they are highly, highly protected in the state of Florida by SWIFMOD and by the environmentalists. They're very protective of them. So we have from those to the cranes to... That's the reason why I said there is so much that goes behind the project. Right now we are at a project at the airport for the curbside, and we're going to be doing all of the surveying for the design portion of it. If I could tell you that this project is, I think, about $290 million, and we have 19 companies involved in making this happen. 19 companies. And
good
the strategy
gracious.
And the orchestration behind that is amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Oh, goodness. I just felt like herding cats. All those different personalities and alpha dogs and all of those things you've got to
actually
deal with. Good
it's
Lord.
Beautiful. It's actually beautiful. Have you ever gone to a symphony orchestra show?
Yeah.
It's about 50 to 60 instruments, but when you sit in the audience, you just hear music. But all the practice and the rehearsal and the right notes at the right time, that is exactly what it takes to build this high-riser, these buildings, these roads, these bridges. And what you guys ride on it, when you drive on it, when you buy an apartment or a house, it's music. It's the same. It's the same theory.
Now, that was a beautiful analogy. I will hold on to that one. That was good. So
now, you do notice sometimes people get the violin off, and you got to align it. So,
So the name of your company is Vivid. So your vision is clear, I would imagine. Tell me more about the name of the company and what your vision of the future is.
Okay, the name of the company came from, and I have to give kudos and credit to Prospera, which is the Spanish SBA. And the journey of looking for what angle to come to open the business for what is now Vivid, at the time was Mercedes Enterprise Services. That was the best name I could come up with. And I was asked to go to Prospera and see if they can support me with business advice of how to brand the company and those things. At that time, the district director of the SBA happened to also be the chair of that board. And I went there, I had an interview, submitted all of my, you know, business plan and company, my vision and decisions and those things that I could bring to the table. I put it together and I got awarded. A $4,000 award, and it was the best $4,000 that were ever granted to my company. And they gave me the right to interview a couple of companies that will do the website branding. And after they interviewed me two times, says, you know what, your personality is so funky. I think the name of your company should be Vivid. And I said, you know what, I can feel that. I definitely can. And if you would like to go to our website, you can go to www.vividpros.com. And Vivid came alive, and they designed the logo and the website, and we did the business plan. And now almost, that was in September of 2016. Now we are in June, almost June, May actually, of 2018, and I just got a call last Friday that Vivid Consulting Group got awarded two of the top fast-growing companies that were supported by the Spanish SBA in the state of Florida. So stay tuned, because on October 3rd, our company is going to be honoring at the Marriott Waterside for a luncheon with 600 guests, including the governor, the senators, the mayors of the city. And I hope to see all of those companies and people that have always been there for Vivid and supported me to create this dream.
Congratulations. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's cool.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I was really shocked.
When you mentioned the dictionary. Well, you should be. You know, this show, I get to hear about you, but it also, I'm stammering right now, but the point is, it reminds me of some things that are happening in my own life. And so when you talked about the dignitary, I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. That's why I can't talk. I'm going to be performing on Saturday at a national conference as Mary McLeod Bethune. Well, right beside my name is Senator Nelson. You know, it's like, oh,
awesome.
That's cool.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
there.
I'm part of
side
you.
By side,
I'm part of
our names together. He goes on just before
awesome.
Me, and then I follow him as the keynote speaker. So that's cool. That's one for the scrapbook. So those events are
awesome.
Well, thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Those are things that you
yes.
remember
yes.
and babble about when you get older.
Yes, absolutely. Vivid happened to be one of the companies that is on his advisory for the minority and diversity participation here in Hillsborough County. So we had the privilege to be in close chambers with Mr. Bill Nelson, a great, great big heart for the community. I couldn't begin to tell you what a blessing it has been to be in his presence and hear how passionate this man is about standing for the community.
So what do you see as your future?
Oof, the future is clear and the future is great. I do see us very much by the middle of 2019 having our office with 10 civil engineers designing more in our state and also opening another office in another state within the next 18 months. We are definitely looking forward to that and in 6 months to start also providing federal services, because the Coast Guard and the Corps of Engineers has been calling our office. I put it on hold because I do believe that we needed to pace ourselves to be able to provide the best service and we are up to capacity right now. So we are growing. So if you are a civil engineer out there or a land surveyor and would like to join a fast-growing company called Vivid Consulting Group, I thought I'd throw that in there.
Well, that's funny that you say that, because the next question I was going to ask is, well, how do you pace yourself? Well, you pause for a minute and you ask for people to join you.
Yes.
Now, this is a show about NABWIC. So how did you get associated with NABWIC? And I have to tell you, you're one of the faces that attracted me to the organization, because I was impressed with your presentation and the confidence you had in what was happening around you. And also Robin Donaldson was the other person. It's like Robin was the go-to person if you wanted a job. You know, Robin was saying, oh, well, this is happening and this is happening and that was happening. And I said, okay, I want to be a part of this. And so the two of you are the reasons that I am a part of the organization. And when I saw Ann McNeil, then it was a done deal. Oh, that rhymed. Ann McNeil, that was a done deal. I like that. But anyway, so tell me about your NABWIC introduction.
My introduction to NABWIC actually was through Robin Donaldson, who is now the vice chair of the Northwest Florida chapter, and I was voted as the chair of the chapter. At the time, I think we had about 6 active members, so we were not a chapter yet. We were an era. Today, I proudly say that we have the biggest and the strongest chapter at a national level. We have more than 60 professionals that made the composition of this Northwest Florida chapter. So there isn't a week that I don't get a call. We need an electrician. We need a plumber. We need somebody with a GC license. Can you put somebody in our team? And having that portal of companies just to go ahead and reach out. And it has been one day at a time. Almost about every company that you see in our list is procurement ready. I have made it our business to make sure that everybody has their certifications, their insurances, and we covered all the way from Orlando to companies in Pasco County, Hillsborough, and Pinellas. We are really excited to see that there isn't many projects that do not have a NABWIC member involved, all the way from hauling to pre-construction to after-construction cleaning, for safety devices, from materials, from professional services consulting. There is a NABWIC member. We handpick them. We provide excellent services. And it has been an amazing journey, because all of the agencies have had the opportunity to come to our once-a-month meeting and present and let us know what is needed to be certified by them. We have the city of Tampa. We have Hillsborough County. We have the airports to get statewide certifications for our DBEs. We had the SBA come in supporting almost every apprenticeship and development program with the biggest construction companies here locally. Call me, give me the name of 3 members that you think can take advantage of learning how to grow and how to work with the big people, with the big ones, and play ball. And that has been a privilege. Just last year, I can tell you that we had 18 companies that were part of apprenticeship programs with construction companies such as Beck, Skanska, Creative Contractors, Foresight, just big companies that love Hillsborough County Schools. Whenever projects are coming up, they email me, and I make sure that through our secretary we get email to every member in that week. And when I started, the method that I used to grow was to go and knock on the doors of different construction companies that I knew were having big projects that were $50 million or more, and do presentations as a group, not just Vivid, but NABWIC as the association, and do a PowerPoint presentation of everybody that have their capability statements, everybody that want to come to the presentation and give their 30-second elevator speech and what they do and what made them so great. And I can tell you that the rest is history. It's a great association to be part of because you get a top-notch development program that unless you have a six-figure income to hire a developer to do it for you, you get it for just a $200 fee. I mean, can you ask for more?
But I do have another question for you. When you said being able to work with the big wigs or get the big projects, however you phrase that, I think I heard part of it, the capability statements and all of that, but speak to just that issue. What does it take to play ball in the big arena, a big arena?
To be a constant student. I don't care where you are, there is always another level to go to. To be a constant student, to be up there, to make sure that you have your business cards ready, your website ready, to make sure that you are not afraid to go and knock on a door and say, hey, my name is Mercedes Young and I am the owner of Vivid Consulting Group. How can we be in service? How can we partner up? Teach me how to work with you. Something that is very peculiar, and it was a tough lesson. It took me a year and a half of taking trainings every single week, going to CEI training, getting licenses, getting trainings online with FDOT. I had to learn the rules of the game. Every game has a rule. Just like soccer is different than American football, then it's different than baseball, then it's different to hockey, it's the same in the world of construction. Every company has their culture and their way of doing things. So I have took the time for a year and a half before I made the decision to open my company to cultivate myself, learning, getting the certifications that were required for me to know how to know the rules. Because going back to what you share about the experience of your friend about the incident with the Selwyn Express, the reason why he was able to cover himself was because he knew the rules. He knew the rules. He knew every email, paperwork, platform, safety. He knew the rules. And when you know the rules, you know how to behave. You know how to conduct yourself. You know how to be. You know that if you invited to a wedding at 6 o'clock, you can wear a tuxedo. And it's different than being invited to a wedding at 6 o'clock in the morning at the beach. So the rules apply in every platform of business. They do.
That's funny.
Yes, it is, because it really would be weird to show up at the beach with a tuxedo, right? At 6 o'clock in the morning.
And don't show up in a white dress either.
That's right. It would be just as weird to show up with a summer dress and sandals to a 6 o'clock formal wedding. 6 o'clock in the evening, right? So the rules apply everywhere. Everywhere I will tell any woman that is inspired to go into the business of construction, school yourself. Get trained. The trainings are there, and the beauty of it, they are free. They really, really, really are free. I cannot tell you any certification that I have paid for, because everything that the government requires, they also have the training ready for you to get it.
Okay.
And whatever you do, don't be a secret agent. Yes, it is. Absolutely. I cannot tell you any certification that I paid for, not one, not even federal, not even a federal certification I paid for.
Now, to me, that's crazy making, because I at one point had licenses in the insurance industry, and no, I don't anymore, so I'm not violating any agreement or anything right now, but I had to pay for everything. I was constantly going to class, paying for that right, and then paying for the test, and then paying for the recertification. And it's like, oh man, really? I mean, it was worth it at the time. But when I chose to do something different, then keeping those up was like, really? Do I have to pay this now?
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So hearing that something that is so phenomenal.
Yes,
I'm sorry,
and that's the beauty of being part of a well-organized organization, because when you come to a NatWick meeting, at least I know with the Northwest Florida chapter, right away, I will ask you many questions. What certifications do you have, and where would you like to be? That way I can support you. We get what is missing for you to get what you want to get. And we have amazing relationships between NatWick and all of the agencies here in Florida. that they will even create your website, your capability statement, and all of those things as an outright benefit of being part of NatWick.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds wonderful to me. I'm so pleased to be a part of this organization, and we can carry this conversation on for forever. Every time I turn around, there's something else I want to ask you, but maybe we should have you on another show and pick it up where we left off. I've totally enjoyed this, so thank you very much for your insight and the vision that you have for Vivid in the future. So have a wonderful future, and thanks again. Now, those
thank
of you,
you
and you're welcome. Those of you that are listening, thank you for joining in. This is our first live show, and I've enjoyed it. And I see that some of you called in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was encouraging. I appreciate it 100%. And this is a NatWick benefit. So if you are a member out there and you want to tell your story about your company and your journey, call me, email me, do whatever. You know how to reach me. You're a member. So let's get talking. And as for this show, this is it for today. Join me next week, Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. See you then.
Bye.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NatWick, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NatWick and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.